Well, hello, Alpha Shift. This is David Kruger, your fearless, intrepid host. I've missed you guys. It's been a few weeks since I've recorded the last episode. It is, as of this recording, this morning, May 20th, 2020. And today's episode, the theme is going to be that love always conquers fear. Love always trumps fear. We're going to talk about how you can be a leader. First for yourself, then for your family and loved ones, for your friends, in a time of, well, let's be honest, tremendous uncertainty. The most uncertainty any of us alive today have ever seen, ever in our lives. It is a unique time. And it is a time that requires courage and that requires leadership. And I am going to help connect some dots and draw you a map on how to be that for the people around you. This COVID-19 lockdown and many of the revelations and news stories surrounding it, some calling it the Great Awakening, is really at the forefront of most people's minds today. So I felt it somewhat tone deaf to simply continue on with how to be a better man and how to make your wife respect you and how to become outcome independent. Those things are all still critically important, but to ignore the primary thing that's on everybody's mind would be tone deaf. I see a lot of other coaches and YouTubers who are pretty much ignoring what's going on, and I'm watching their view counts go down. And, you know, I just think that no matter what your specialty, no matter what it is that you teach, no matter what it is that you podcast about, I think it's important to really address what's on people's minds and what your audience is concerned with. We have a hard time right now knowing what to believe. I've had some very interesting conversations with people over the last few months. I have a network of people who pass me information. You may remember the last episode. I titled it Breadcrumbs. And I gave you some things to think about and to research. If you went ahead and did that research, I'd love to hear what you think, what you came up with. I'm not going to make this a podcast about political commentary, but I do want to draw your attention to things that are relevant. So I will make mention of such things. I'm not going to make it the entire subject. There are a great number of resources who put that information out much better and more thoroughly than I could. So I'm not going to try to be a carbon copy. I just address it. We have been locked down in the United States and most countries throughout the world to varying degrees have had lockdowns. They've seen personal freedoms and liberties formerly taken for granted, questioned and stripped away. I live in Michigan. In the United States, that's one of the most restrictive states. Our governor, Gretchen Whitmer, has fallen under heavy fire, rightfully so, for her draconian lockdown. I think she's only second to Gavin Newsom in California. I've seen a lot of people waking up. I've seen a lot of people looking at some really good information that helps them question the mainstream propaganda narrative that they've been fed their entire lives. And I think that's a great thing, to see people become more aware and to question. It's disturbing, you know, to take the red pill, as they say, is a pretty disruptive experience. I think we've all seen The Matrix. We know what Neo went through when Morpheus gave him that red pill, which allowed them to unhook his body from the Matrix, and he woke up into a reality that was a little bit hard to take. The Alpha Shift used to be called the Red Pill Club. the red pill reference in that case being about the nature of women and hypergamy and the fact that they don't really love you the way that you thought they did. Not that that's a woman's fault, that's your fault for not knowing it. I ended up disassociating from the red pill name because in the dating world, it was too connected with controversy and angry men with misogynistic behavior. And I didn't want that to, I didn't want to be associated with that in any way. And the alpha shift came to me. I don't remember if it was in a dream or where it came from. It was just there one day. I wrote it down in my notebook, and this entire movement became the alpha shift, which it will always remain. But the red pill allegory, I think, is even more apt to what so many people are going through today. There is a energetic shift going on planet Earth. The planet itself is raising in frequency, and people are raising in frequency. It's been going on, this has been foretold for a long time, it's been going on for many years. And it's because of that that we are now in a place that so many old structures can fall apart and things can unfold the way that they are. So it's a little disturbing. You know, people are sharing these wonderful documentary films online, things like Out of Shadows, which I recommended, Plandemic, which outlines, you know, Dr. Judy Miskovits and, you know, her work with vaccines, which, you know, it's very telling about what we're seeing go on with Bill Gates, the World Health Organization, all these, this vaccine agenda. We're seeing, there's another great one, by the way, Fall of the Cabal, parts 1 through 10. I think you can still find it on YouTube. It's a wonderful breakdown from a researcher in the Netherlands who really does a good job of putting everything together and connecting the dots. And there's a number of other resources, all coming from independent researchers, people like you and me, who are concerned, who care about this world, and who do the work and do the digging. You see, you can never wake up or become more aware by losing an argument with someone, by being convinced. It doesn't work that way. The only way that anything changes in your own mind is when you go forth and do your own investigating and discover it for yourself. You make it your own. And that's what I'm seeing happen so many times. That's why I never argue with somebody. I've got friends and family members who watch CNN and they think they're getting the truth and that the rest of us are whack jobs. I don't argue with them. It's like trying to teach a pig to sing. Trying to convince your brother-in-law who thinks you're a quack job and that everything Don Lemon tells him is, or George Stephanopoulos, or Wolf Blitzer, or Anderson Cooper, you know, if he thinks he's getting the truth from them and you're a quack job, and you try to convince him otherwise, the two of you are just going to end up arguing. And you're just trying to teach a pig to sing. You waste your time and annoy the pig. So all you can do is do your own research, do your own work, share. If you have a platform, this podcast is my platform, so I talk about what's important to me. I don't really care if somebody thinks I'm a kook. I honestly don't. There's doctors that are speaking up like crazy about HR 6666, this draconian and horrifying proposal that Democrats have put forth in the House of Representatives to allow testers to come into your home, test you against your will, remove your children from you for their safety. It's insanity. And you may have already heard about this. The wonderful thing is the conversation's gotten so big, people are becoming so aware that awareness is arming them. An aware populace is a powerful one. Dr. Rashid Buttar, Dr. Erickson, Dr. Mashey, all these guys in California, by the way, all speaking out so well. I'm proud of them. So why do I mention all this? Why do I bring it up? The question comes back to you. Where are you with everything? How much do you know? How much do you not know? How do you feel right now? How is your income being affected? Are you one of the many people laid off and you're not really sure where this is going to go? Doing your digging, while you will take the red pill, there's also a lot of encouragement to be found. There's a lot of shifts going on this planet. A lot of things that are going to require you to do some digging and find some things out, and that are also going to require you to have some faith. But a new world is coming, if you can handle it. So I want to make the rest of this podcast about you, your life, your future, keeping your family together, keeping your life together. You're all going to a new life, a new world. Nothing is going to be the same after any of this. And believe me, the next few years, we're going to see a lot more change. And your family might get scared. And if you hear airplanes going by, I am taking advantage of the beautiful weather this time of year. And I am outdoors. For those of you on the video feed, you obviously know I'm outside. But yes, if you hear planes going by, if you hear dogs barking, if you hear any sudden noises, it's because I'm outside enjoying the sunshine right now while I'm recording this and talking to you. Anyway, back to you. You know, your life is going to be changed forever. It's already been changed forever. It will continue to be changed forever. You can't hang on to the past. You have to look forward to the future, and you have to do it in the most informed way. After going into some heavy stuff and tasking you with being a leader in your life like never before, I'm going to go back over a few basics with you guys. And for anyone who has done any work with me or who has taken the Alpha Shift course, they know that one of the key handbooks that I give them is Way of the Superior Man by David Data. And I'm going to remind you of a few basics right from this book to give you a couple of key things to think about. If you haven't read this book yet, it is an absolute must. If you haven't read it in a while, grab it back off the shelf and get going with it. First concept for today from Way of the Superior Man. Always hold to your deepest realization. Eternity must be a man's home, moment by moment. Without it, he is lost. Always striving, grasping at puffs of smoke. A man must do anything necessary to glimpse and then stabilize this ever-fresh realization and organize his life around it. What does that mean to you? Let me read it one more time, and then I'll give you my thoughts. Always hold to your deepest realization. Eternity must be a man's home. Moment by moment. Without it, he is lost. Always striving. Grasping at puffs of smoke. A man must do anything necessary to glimpse and then stabilize this ever-fresh realization and organize his life around it. What that means, the way I take it, is that any effective man must be connected with Source, with his spiritual core. If you are running around chasing your tail, if you are keeping up with the Joneses, if you are struggling to make more money, to get that bigger house, to get that faster car, then you are, as Data says, lost, always striving, grasping at puffs of smoke. That can also show up in pleasing behavior. Keeping up with the Joneses, chasing your tail to make your wife a little happier. Maybe if I make a little bit more money and take her on the vacation she wants. Maybe if I just help out a little bit more with the dishes. things that you might think would be good, but they don't increase your connection. They don't make her want to be intimate with you anymore. These are the things that myself and other men who work in this space hear from their clients non-stop. I do everything I can to make her happy. I do what she wants, what she says she wants, but still nothing. More sexual frustration, more fights, more this, more that. It's because she knows that you don't really know who you are. That you are negotiating. You are doing things to please. You are giving to get. Because you are not connected with your source. You are not whole unto yourself. And believe me, when you do connect with your source, when you do the work, and I'm going to, later on in this podcast, go into what you can start doing to do the work, to guide you properly, and get you started if you haven't already started down that path, so that you can really start to access the power that you've always had. And the power doesn't come from you. The power of real love, unconditional love, the power of spirit doesn't come from your ego, and it doesn't come from your mind. It's not something you can figure out. It's not something you invoke. It's simply something you align with. And while it does require doing, all you really need to do is get yourself under control. So lesson number one for today's podcast from David Data: always hold to your deepest realization. Next concept from Way of the Superior Man: never change your mind just to please a woman. If a woman suggests something that changes a man's perspective, then he should make a new decision based on his new perspective. But he should never betray his own deepest knowledge and intuition in order to please his woman or go along with her. Both she and he will be weakened by such an action. They will grow to resent each other, and the crust of accumulated inauthenticity will burden their love as well as their capacity for free action. You and your wife have a disagreement, or you and your girlfriend have a disagreement. She's wrong. She's just being a shit. Do you appease her, or do you hold firm? Let me think of an example. Here's a good one. Finances. The number two thing right after sex that breaks couples up. Finances. As the head of a family, as the father of a family, you've gone over with your wife the family's finances. You are in good spot. You are working toward paying off what remaining debt you have. You have both agreed. Well, you insist, but she's agreed with you. Paying off that debt and putting some money, extra money toward the kids' college fund is the way to go. A few months later, she decides she wants a kitchen remodel and she's getting pouty about it. What do you do? And maybe you've had an argument or a disagreement. Hopefully you've kept your head about you and you have not done any yelling and you have remained calm. Do you appease her? Do you just bowl over and give her what she wants? You'd think that that'll make her happy. And maybe in the short run, she'll be like, yay, honey, thank you. But what's really happening is you're showing her that you have no spine. You'll have her saying to her friends, oh, he's just a big pushover. David's just a big pushover. I mean, if I really want something, I'll get it. Do you think that makes a woman happier? To know that you're a big pushover? To know that if she really wants to jerk your chain, she can get what she wants? Do you think that makes her feel better about you? Do you think that makes her respect you more? Think about that. If you change your mind to get a short-term result, to get the approval of your wife, your girlfriend, When you know that you're right, I'm not saying just be a stubborn dick just to try to be dominant. When you have thought things through and you know that what you have decided is it's correct. It's correct for you and it's the best thing for your family. It's in everyone's best interest. You have to be sure of that. You can't be acting selfishly yourself. But when you are sure, when you have done things, when you have made decisions in everyone's best interest, you can't be knocked off your position. You can't start appeasing. Don't change your mind just to please her. She will end up loathing you. I've seen it happen. I've seen it happen to others. It's happened to me. I thought I was just being an agreeable, nice guy. When my wife left, I mean, everyone around me, you want to talk about the cultural indoctrination. When my wife was leaving all those years ago, everyone around me was baffled. It was like a mystery to everyone because we were all bought into the nice guy thing. She didn't even know. She would tell me, I don't know what it is. I just can't be married to you. She couldn't even figure out why she was feeling what she was feeling. Do you know how stressful and annoying that is? When your whole life is being torn asunder and you don't know why, she doesn't know why. Her family and friends don't know why. Nobody knows what the hell's going on. It's just happening. Very frustrating. When you get informed, when you read books like this, and David Deida is based in Taoism, you need to connect with a higher source. You need to connect with your own Christ consciousness. Taoism is one way to do that, to get you closer to that. Studying the Bible can be a way to do that. I'm going to show you another way to do that a little later on. But that's your next lesson, next thing to think about. Last concept I'm going to share from Way of the Superior Man, three is enough for one podcast, is this. And this is going to tie into our next segment. Your purpose must come before your relationship. Every man knows that his highest purpose in life cannot be reduced to any particular relationship. If a man prioritizes his relationship over his highest purpose, he weakens himself, he disserves the universe, and cheats his woman of an authentic man who can offer her full, undivided presence. Okay, that's a big one. A lot going on there. And I don't want to miss this point, so let's pick, maybe we'll look at it sentence by sentence. Every man knows his highest purpose in life cannot be reduced to any particular relationship. Well, of course. My highest purpose in life is to align with Christ consciousness and to uplift others in every way I can. My particular talent, gift, if you will, is communication. Communicating publicly, clarity of thought. It is my number one gift. It took me 46 years of life to figure that out. And so finding ways to expand that, not for my own aggrandizement, and not to get famous or to have you guys love me, but to use this gift to serve in the deepest and broadest way possible is my purpose in life. So from here on in, as long as I'm walking around in this meat suit, I will be bringing forth the power of spirit through me, which will create greater power to serve and to uplift others. When you raise your vibration, you literally affect people just by being in their presence. And then using the talents and skills that I have access to further serve and uplift people. Currently, it's the alpha shift. It's helping men be better men. That could, in time, broaden to greater service, maybe to men and women, maybe to something that's more energetic and vibrational. I'm just being honest with you guys. That's how I, at this moment, this unit in time, define my own purpose. You have to define your purpose. Whatever that is. And when you define it, whatever it is, it's going to be an all-encompassing purpose. It's going to be like mine. It's going to be something that can't be limited to a particular relationship with a woman or anybody else. And when you know what your purpose is, and you're devoted to your purpose, you're not going to let trying to hold on to a woman get in the way of that. See, so many of us, we don't know this. We start out in our 20s and we're rudderless in a sense. Oh, we know we have to go get a job and start a career. But we don't really have a guiding direction or a purpose to our lives. And we overvalue our primary relationships as if they define us. Men and women can both be guilty of this. And it disserves both. It really disserves both the man and the woman when a man does this. Because a woman craves being with a man who has a sense of purpose. It is a key thing that attracts her to him and inspires her to respect him and want to be near him more. When a man has purpose, when a man has direction, that gives him strength. This is like chick nip. The opposite of that would be a man who seeks validation from her, who supplicates to her, that repels her, repulses her. Some of you might be listening to this going, oh God, yeah, I did that. Oh boy. It's okay. We all did at some point because we just didn't know better and we were acting unconsciously. But this you need to know. If a man prioritizes his relationship over his highest purpose, he weakens himself. I think I just went through that. Disserves the universe and cheats his woman of an authentic man who can offer her full undivided presence. That last point, when you are in your purpose and when you will not put her above that purpose. Some of you might be listening to that and being like, yeah, okay, she's going to really appreciate being like, okay, honey, you're number two. She wants to be number two. That doesn't mean she wants to get dumped, divorced, or kicked to the curb. That just means she doesn't want to be responsible for being your alpha and your omega. When you are in your purpose, when you are doing what you were meant to do, you will be satisfied in a way that perhaps you never have before. And then when you take your time to be with her, you will be focused and present and not caught up in your head, you know, in the way that you may always have been in the past. That's what data means, what some of these spiritual teachers mean when they say giving her his presence, his full presence in the moment and focus. That's powerful. And your wife, your girlfriend, she deserves that from you or any man. Be that. Provide that. Okay, so I've said, connect with source, connect with your highest beingness. And that is the key. That is the key to finding your purpose. That is the key to freeing yourself of codependent cycles in your relationships and actually having the existence that you want. And you're saying, okay, Dave, great. So how do I do that? Well, there are a number of ways, but my number one recommendation in this unit of time would be a book, actually a series of books by Paul Selig called, let me try to get it on screen here where you can see it, I Am the Word. Paul is a channel and has been working with several guides over the years, and about 11 years ago, this book, this original book, there are now seven of them, started to come through him. And some of you might be listening to this thinking like, okay, Dave, now you lost me. This is some serious woo-woo shit. Well, for any of you who've engaged in religion throughout your lives or have read the Bible, to really have faith in the things that you've studied is some serious woo-woo shit. And what would make you think that prophets and guides and spirits and angels would have just come around 2,000 years ago and left you a book to read. These things are working with us at all times. And this book, start with the first book. You know, there are 7 books and you need to go in order with them. I Am the Word is the first one. Focus on that one. Get that one going, and then you can, you know, if you start going with this, I'm on the second book already. Get going with that. And as you read the book, these guides are actually working with you. And there are several affirmations in the book, and you say them out loud. They're statements of intention, and you meditate on them. And they are truly transformative. So you're not just reading a book for information. Reading this book and going through this book is an experiential process. And it has shifted me incredibly in the last few months. Aside from all of the research about what's going on in the world and all of that, I've really been focusing on increasing my vibration and my spiritual power. This is the direction my life has taken. You know, prior to being forced to relax and lock down and meditate, I was running around like a chicken with my head cut off, getting projects done for clients, side hustles, getting all the emails out for the Alpha Shift. I was getting it done, I guess, but I wasn't really moving the ball forward. I wasn't really pursuing my greater purpose in life. So this shift, while messy, there's definitely a silver lining, and I definitely think we're going to see the world continue to shift further and further, not toward ruin, although it might look that way sometimes, but toward liberation. I'm going to read you a couple things before we end up from this book, some things I highlighted. Really about the purpose of what we're doing. Here's my first segment. Why you have come, meaning come to this earth, is to realize yourself as the Christ itself that you were intended to be. That is the mission of man. That is the mission of every man. That is the mission that you have been bequeathed and that you are answering to, each one of you, in your way, as you transpire to move through this time. Now, no one is without this promise that the Christ itself will become realized within you to the extent that you align to its vibration. And I want to say one thing before I move on with this. Christed self, Christed consciousness, is not in any way associated, linked to, or exclusive to Christianity. In case any of you had that misconception. The Buddha had Christed consciousness. Many of the avatars throughout history have had Christed consciousness. Jesus of Nazareth had Christed consciousness, which is why he was given the moniker Jesus Christ. What it means to be Christ is to be in the frequency of Christ and to recognize the self in its divinity as one with the Creator without the separation of self that the ego process would keep in place to diminish the glory of the self as one with its Creator. Now, once you understand that the Christ is, in essence, the vibration of God as realized in man, and that it can be recognized and awakened and made manifest, you will begin to believe that everything is possible in this world. But you will understand that the possibility of this begins with you, period. This is the moment in history of man where man has an opportunity to become one with his soul's destiny. And we don't speak of this on an individual level. We speak of this on a collective level. And we speak of this truly as the response to the Creator within man that sees itself realized in form. This is the time of the resurrection. This is the time of the resurrection of the Christ. The Christ mission has always been to be risen in man. And that has been impeded by a lot of things, some of which we will speak of. Predominantly obstruction to this action has been the frequency of fear, and the fear has encased this planet for so long it is actually being removed, and the removal of the fear that encases the planet that acts on each of you as a bad tape will leave, but not without a little bit of a fight. Does that sound a little bit like what might be going on right now? These books talk about, and they started coming out in 2009, about a rising consciousness on Earth, in humanity and in the planet itself. And of course, fear has informed all of our decisions for eons. If you think about your own life, how many decisions were made because you were afraid? You married this girl because you didn't think you could do any better. You went into this career path, not because it was your great passion or what lights you up, but because Dad said you could make a good living doing it and convinced you to go get that degree, get that particular degree, be a doctor, be a lawyer. You know, I actually knew a guy who was a stockbroker for many years. Made a lot of money. Hated every minute of it. Ended up blowing it all up, giving it all up, and worked in a local guitar store. And then jammed on the weekends. He was the happiest guy in the whole world. And I remember some people in my family thinking, what a loser. Wow, he just went nuts. No. He went sane. He was no longer being driven by fear. No longer being driven by society's expectations. No longer being something other than what he was. This is the kind of courage that you're going to have. I'm not saying be a renunciate and don't make any money. As you start to get in the frequency of who and what you really are, you will attract good things, you will have money, you will not be living in poverty. It will be different. You may not need as much money. If you're doing something that's better for mankind, you might not be making as much money as you were making when you were, making $500,000 a year as a partner in the law firm. But you'll have your life back, and your liver won't be rotting away anymore. So there's that. I Am the Word by Paul Selig. I'm going to leave you the basic incantation that you say before anything else. I am word through my body. Word, I am word. I am word through my vibration. Word, I am word. I am word through my knowing of myself as word. Word, I am word through this intention. Word, I am word. In the book, word is the speaking of the knowledge that you are that high vibration. This may seem a little goofy to you. Trust me, in these times, you need all the help you can get. You need to get squared. You need to get centered. You need to know who you are, and you need to not be knocked off base. Being a better arguer and being angry isn't going to help anything. So that, I think, is something you really want to consider. Something else you might want to consider, something that's been a saving grace for me, is get around a group of like-minded, powerful individuals who build you up and support you. I'm a member of a group called the Global Information Network, and my good friends in this worldwide club have been there to support me and I them. Throughout this entire thing, I've been in touch with more of them more often through this lockdown than normal. It's built me up, and it's set me straight. The Global Information Network has a vast success curriculum. Audios and books that I've studied for many years now. It has made me who I am. It has made me able to start businesses and have great relationships, and completely shift my life. I would suggest you might consider joining us and becoming a part of this group with me. You'll have access to me and some amazing people all over the world. Great business connections, great personal connections. Just some amazing people. I'm going to put a link in the show notes. And for the time being, with the lockdown, you can join for nothing. No initiation dues, completely waived. All you'll be worrying about are the monthly dues. Not only that, but you can come, you get a free event ticket to come see us in Las Vegas at the end of July. Come hang out with me in Las Vegas. I'd love to meet you, mastermind with you, and share a drink and some fun. So consider that. I'm going to put a link in the show notes for that. We are living in interesting times. You know, we are being bombarded with both fear and with encouragement and love. I would encourage you to choose love and don't fall into fear. Do what you need to do to take care of yourself. Read this book I recommended, I Am the Word. Read Way of the Superior Man and listen to good audios. I'm going to make something available to you, absolutely free. It is an audio course on how to manifest anything you want, how to feel good all the time. It was put together by one of my greatest mentors, a man named Kevin Trudeau. It's called Your Wish is Your Command. This course, it's a 14-hour audio course. People who were there live when it was recorded paid $10,000 a piece to be there. And this is sold as a CD set at one point for $1,000. I'm making it available to you for online for download, absolutely free, for a limited time. Link in the show notes. I want you to succeed. I want you to feel good. I want you to be powerful. I want you to align with a higher vibration. I want you to be an amazing success story. I want you to look in the mirror and see someone that you love and respect. I want your wife to look at you and see someone that she loves and respects. I want your children to look at you and see a father they love and respect. So look for all of that fun stuff in the show notes. I'm David Kruger with The Alpha Shift. I love you. I will see you next time.